Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together.
Anyone who's been around children knows just how random they can be, especially in social situations. The delightful flair they bring leaves life full of endless stories that delight and entertain. We have one such story today from storyteller Madeline Rollins. Here's her story.
My name is Madeline Rollins. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm a professional storyteller. I started storytelling about 3 years ago when I was a junior in high school, and I was a national youth storyteller. I was able to do that for both my junior and senior year, telling at showcases around the Utah Valley, as well as at the Timpanogos Storytelling Festival. Following graduation, I continued with my professional storytelling career, telling at the Weber State Storytelling Festival in February of 2025, and I continue to audition and tell stories around the Valley. I'm also a part of the Utah Storytelling Guild. The story that I'm going to tell today is a personal tale about my older sister from when I was very, very young. I usually tell personal tales as well as fairy tales and folk tales. Today, my story is called The Most Expensive Baby Blanket Ever Bought. There is an old saying that the smart people in this world learn from their own mistakes, but the wise people learn from other people's mistakes. Well, I am convinced that older sisters were invented to provide plenty of material for the wise. Now, this might seem a little bit harsh, but not only do I have an older sister, I am an older sister, and I'm pretty convinced that between the two of us, our younger siblings are going to be some of the wisest people to ever set foot on planet Earth. Now, my older sister is a fantastic example. I do learn from her mistakes, but I also learn from all of her successes. See, my older sister is about the most curious person you could ever get. Elise is, well, she runs off of this idea of what if, as in, why don't I just use what if to explain every reason I do anything in life? What if I drop this bottle of hot pink nail polish on the driveway? Let's just see what happens. Yeah, that one didn't end up all that well. Thankfully, her what ifs as she grew older became more along the lines of, what if I auditioned for this show? What if I tried out for this choir or this sports team? And those are the successes that I got to learn about as I grew up. However, curious adults like Elise once started out as very curious children, and raising a curious child is no easy feat. And my parents will attest to this. In fact, the first time that they discovered how truly curious my older sister was before she can even remember, but they will never let her forget the story. It happened when my dad was in business school many, 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 many years ago. I was about a year old at the time. Elise was about 3, and our older brother Jacob was 2. My parents were living on campus as my dad finished up getting his master's degree. And the business school that he was a part of sent out an email with a big flyer announcing their yearly charity auction. It advertised all sorts of prizes. You could go on a private flight, or if you liked early mornings and spending time with the person in charge of your college admissions, you could go birdwatching with the dean. Those were just a couple of the options they had, but that wasn't what was drawing my parents. No, no. The auction had in big, bold letters the advertisement that children and families were welcome. And that meant that my parents could get a night out of the house without having to spend an hour on the phone trying to find a teenage sacrifice willing to watch their 3 children under the age of 3. So, the night of the auction, they put me in a stroller, bundled up Elise and Jacob, and they headed out into the chilly air towards the business school. As they approached the building, they were surrounded by swarms of people coming for the auction. When they finally managed to make it through the crowd, they then had to make it up 4 flights of stairs using that special skill young parents have to get the stroller up the stairs without dumping out the occupant, which I am very grateful for. But when they finally made it to the auction room, it was packed. Rows upon rows of those black folding chairs used for funerals and weddings lined the room, and most of them were full. But in the very back of the room, there was a small area my parents managed to push through and settle in. As they finally got us all settled, my mother sat down and looked around and realized something was a little bit off. Although the flyer had advertised that children and families were welcome, the room was silent. And as she looked around, she realized that we were the only family in the entire room of very professional-looking people. She immediately thought back to her own teenage years of babysitting when she got tired of the Star Trek reruns and she'd watch those old auction shows where people sold off the stuff they found in their attic. Those shows where if you so much as touched your nose, not to mention made a noise, meant that you had bid your entire life savings on that old vase. She panicked, but the doors were already closed. So she dove for the diaper bag as the auctioneer came to the front of the room. She pulled out the emergency stash. We had the coloring books, the picture books. She brought out the Cheerios. It was a big deal. And immediately, Elise and Jacob dove into the goods as I, being the angel child I am, fell asleep in my stroller. 20 minutes in, my mother started to breathe again. By some miracle, there had only been silence from our corner of the room as the auction went on. Jacob was coloring, Elise was reading a book, and I was sleeping. She waited tensely for some sudden noise to determine the loss of all of our savings, but nothing. 40 minutes into the auction, she finally was able to untense. Now, Elise was coloring, and Jacob was reading the picture book. I was sleeping, and my dad had even managed to make a bid. 55 minutes into the auction, my mother was about to sing hallelujah. She had 5 minutes left. There were 3 options left on that auction table. Jacob was back to the coloring. Elise had been sitting patiently in her chair, just kind of observing. I'd been asleep. At which point, you parents in the audience and you babysitters, older siblings, anybody who's ever interacted with a little child, you probably have now noticed something is wrong. Because, let me say it again, Elise had been quietly sitting in the chair watching what was going on around her, which meant that my mother was raising an alien, or chaos was about to ensue. And as this came into her head, she turned just in time to see Elise's pudgy little legs stand up on that black folding chair as she raised her arm in the air and with her loudest 3-year-old voice shouted, 20 hundred. The old professor sitting beside us, oh, he woke up. The room went more silent than it had ever been. The auctioneer peered over his glasses. He was holding up a set of 3 baby blankets. Nothing particularly special about them. And as my mom wrestled my sister down from the chair, my dad, who didn't know what else to do, he made eye contact with the auctioneer. And he nodded to seal the bid. Now the auction finished, and my parents were the last ones up to the table at the end. My dad leaned over and had a whispered conversation with the man at the booth. And then he pulled out his checkbook, wrote a check, handed it over, and into the happy arms of Elise was placed 3 baby blankets. My parents went home with 3 things that night, a very interesting journal entry, a timeless story, and an incredibly happy 3-year-old. But they also went home 20 hundred dimes poorer than before. But don't worry, those baby blankets, they did not go to waste. No, my mother used them for every single one of her children she had after me. And when our youngest was finally too old, she took the baby blankets, beloved, and wrapped them up in a box and placed on the box a note to remind her that when Elise is finally lucky enough to have children of her own, she can inherit the very expensive baby blankets and wrap her own kids in a physical symbol of their mother's curiosity, brilliance, and maybe a little bit of mischief, all in the form of the most expensive baby blankets ever bought.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Madeline Rollins, for sharing her story. Madeline is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. Be sure to check her and the Guild out at utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.